T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So it continues on the 15s. How about 8:15 this morning? We're doing it. Ticket tag. Hopefully you were listening up at 7:15 this morning and you know who the winner was, because we're going to be asking you just that at 8:15 for your chance to win those tickets for our US 99 Lake Shade.
So if you follow us on Instagram at all, at Styles and Roman, you would know that yesterday on our Insta story, we put a video and it sounds a little something like this.
Crazy things you find in the US 99 studio.
Pan down. Are those panties?
These are legit panties.
Whose panties are on the floor in the US 99 studio? What's going on here?
We can't make this stuff up.
So when we walked in to do the show yesterday, we found a pair of panties on the ground.
We get here around 5:30, right? So from 5:30 until maybe about 8:30, we didn't see them. And then we turned the light on, I think, a little brighter for some reason. And then I'm like, and then the video is exactly what you heard and what you saw. They were there. And go to our Instagram right now, at Styles and Roman, STYLZANDROMAN. You can see the actual video of what you just heard. And they are actual panties. I don't know who they belong to. I don't know why they're here, but they were in the middle of our studio.
If they're yours, call us up, 312-946-4995. Now, let's get to the bottom of this, okay? So it was the weekend. Yeah. So did one of the jocks, I don't know, just drop it maybe out of a overnight bag?
I'm thinking like, okay, maybe I'm trying to like think about this rationally. I mean, you change clothes maybe, right? But you don't change your underwear here. Like, it's like, okay, I could see like maybe a shirt is left over or a sock, but are you changing your underwear?
Maybe one of our on-air talents, our DJs here over the weekend, got it on in the studio
we're at right now.
It could happen.
By process of elimination, Kimmy came in after us yesterday and she says and she swears they are not hers. So check Kimmy off the list. It's
but
not hers.
They're not here anymore. So someone probably claimed them. I don't
probably
know.
So embarrassed.
They probably
are like, you guys are so like classless. You put it on the Instagram? Yes. Yes, we did. Yeah.
Oh, 100% we did.
312-946-4995. It leads us to a bigger question. What strange thing did you find at your work?
We found a box of teeth.
Like legit someone's teeth?
No, they were for a dentist school, so they were like molds of teeth, but I'm definitely afraid of teeth.
You're definitely afraid of teeth?
Yes, that's one of my
phobias. Why?
Because when I was a little girl, I found my grandmother's teeth on the side of her bed.
That'll do it.
Styles and Roman on US 99.
Chicago's hottest country.
If you're gonna kiss somebody, US 99, and it seems like we're not the only ones who find crazy things at work. If you missed it, yesterday, Styles and Roman, we walked in the studio, we were kicking off our Monday, and boom! There they were, a pair of black panties laying on the ground in the US 99 studio.
You can go to our Instagram at Styles and Roman to actually see the video of us discovering these black panties. Now, the mysterious thing is they're gone now. So somebody.
Casper. I'm thinking Casper.
No, I don't think he wears panties.
Casper, are they yours? Call us, buddy.
Nina from the South Side, what crazy thing you find at your work?
I tend to find pregnancy tests all the time at work.
Like used pregnancy tests?
Yeah.
And so have we had any positives?
I don't ever want to pick them up.
Where do you work?
I'm a hairstylist. I'm in a salon where there's like just a ton of girls all over.
Oh, yeah.
Who are pregnant is what you're saying.
I haven't noticed anyone, so I'm guessing they're probably false alarms.
Samantha from Sarahville, what crazy thing did you find at school?
Okay, so I was at school and I was in the library and I found some girl's thong.
You found a thong in the library?
Yeah, like right in the middle of the hall.
First thing, what the hell were you doing in the library, Samantha?
I know, right? Crazy me.
Do they still have the Dewey Decimal System over there?
And did you ever find out whose thong it was?
No, I did not investigate that. I just walked away.
Yeah, that needs no investigation.
US 99, so if you were listening to the show yesterday, you know that Styles and Roman, we found a pair of panties inside the US 99 studio
like,
here.
On the floor, this is not a bit. We actually found panties,
yeah.
And now it's time for us to figure out whose they are, because they're not mine. Are they yours?
No, they're definitely not mine.
All
I have
right,
no
so
clue.
Let's start calling some US 99 DJs after Keith Urban. We're gonna wake up.
So we definitely got to get to the bottom of this. Again, the panties were on the US 99 studio floor, and Styles and Roman, we have no clue, no idea who they belong to, so we're just going to call every DJ on the air here. Kimmy, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you're the most obvious choice because you're a female. Like, Casper, they might be his, but wow. I think that they're more likely to be yours.
I mean, I would have to agree with that, except for the fact that I already told you guys, that's not my style.
Do we need to bring in a lie detector?
You can if you want to. I'm telling you, hey, listen, I don't want to give you TMI, but if you guys want to look through my panty drawer.
I do. I'm in. I'll be
there. You know how many guys right now are like, what is her address? I'll be there in 3 minutes.
None of them look like that. And also, can I just point out that those are not, you know, unplanned for situation kind of panties? I mean,
I don't even understand what that means.
Yeah, explain what that means.
The ladies get it. They get it.
Again, I don't get it. Could you explain?
We're two dumb guys.
No. Those are kind of fancy for, you know, an emergency situation.
Oh, those are for like a date, let's say.
Like to show those panties off to someone.
In theory.
Who's ever they were, they did show them off on the US 99 studio floor.
Is there really a better place for them, though? Come on.
Kimmy, we're going to ask you one last time. Are those panties yours?
I promise those are not mine.
All right. Well, you know what? Who came in after you yesterday? Who is the DJ?
Casper.
All right. We're calling Casper next right here. We'll get to the bottom of this on US 99.
Our summer.
US 99. Hey, it's Styles and Roman. All right. So we talked to Kimmy. Kimmy told us that the panties were not hers.
So now after Kimmy came in, Casper. So let's call. I doubt they're his, but let's call him anyways just to verify.
That'd be awesome if he's like, yeah, they are mine. You guys have them?
Even if they were, why would he admit that?
All right. Casper doesn't come in until 3 o'clock. Let's see. It's a little bit after 8. He's got to be up, right? He's got kids.
But school's out for summer, so maybe they're all sleeping in and we're waking them up right now.
Uh-oh. We may get a cranky, crabby Casper.
Is there a cranky? He's like the happiest guy in the world.
Right?
Like,
he is the happiest dude ever.
Forwarded to an automatic voice message system. At the tone, please record your message.
Hey, Casper, what's going on, buddy? Good morning. It's Styles and Roman. We had a simple question that we really wanted to ask you.
Yeah, we're the morning show on US 99, in case you're unaware, and there were a pair of panties left here on the US 99 studio floor.
Are they yours?
We don't think that they're yours, but we just want confirmation that they're not. So if you give us a call back, 312-946-4995. We'd appreciate it. Once again, Styles and Roman, the morning show here on US 99.
Maybe he didn't answer the phone on purpose. Maybe they are his panties.
He's dodging our phone calls.
Minutes away, we're almost there. 8:15 Lake Shake tickets for you, but we're still trying to figure out whose panties they are. Kimmy said no. Casper, we got his voicemail. Now let's call up Candy.
Hello.
Hey, Candy, it's Styles and Roman. How are you?
I'm great. I just woke up.
Oh, good morning. And we're trying to figure something out here. So we talked to Kimmy. She said no. We talked to Casper. He said no. Now, are you sure you're up?
Oh, God. What is it?
We found panties in the US 99 studio. And by process of elimination, we're trying to figure out whose they are. Are they your panties, Candy?
What? Of course not.
Candy?
Oh, come on.
Come on. Don't lie. Look down right now. Are you wearing panties?
Stop.
Yes. I'm in my full pajamas. I've got my shorts on and my cami.
So you're sure you have not lost and then found a pair of black panties in the studio?
No. I don't think my workout bag is there, is it?
No.
I don't think so. No. We're looking around the studio right now. We don't see it. Oh, then whose panties are these?
I don't know. Why are you waking me up?
I knew Casper was lying. I knew it. So I guess we failed. Hey, it's US 99, Styles and Roman. A couple days ago, we found some panties laying on the ground here in the studio. We have no clue. We called Kimmy, we called Casper, we called Candy. No one is taking the credit. We have no idea whose panties these are.
Taking the credit or taking the blame. I think people are embarrassed because, yes, a pair of black panties on our studio floor. Madison from Downers Grove, what crazy thing you found at your work?
So I used to work at a children's clothing store in Joliet at the mall. And we were going through inventory, and in the little kids' underwear section, there was a grown woman's pair of underwear.
How did that get mixed in?
We don't even know. There's so many strange people that come in and out of the mall that you don't even notice. So when we were going through them, it was just crazy. I almost threw up. They were disgusting.
Good morning, Susie from Cedar Lake. What did you find at work?
Well, I was cleaning. I used to work for a cleaning company, and I was vacuuming underneath their bed, and out comes a pair of boxers that have hard vomit all over them.
Well, think about it. You know, when you throw up, what are you going to grab to clean it up? But a pair of boxers, right?
Yeah, a pair of boxers. I vacuumed them up with my vacuum hose.
And then you toss them under the bed?
Yeah. I mean, the smell is great. Forget Febreze. You got the puke-covered boxers.
No, that's gross.
Couldn't agree more. Mike, what did you find at work?
A weave. A woman's weave.
You found a weave? Where'd you find it at?
In the garbage can in the women's bathroom when I was cleaning it.
I think that's unbelievable, Mike.
Oh, stop.
Someone had to say it.
I'm glad it was you, not me.
Styles and Roman on US 99, Chicago's hottest country.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.